And what we did, we exposed more than 3,200 patients, all receptor positive, very clean patient population, 95% of all patients with G1 and G2 lesions. This is well-differentiated and moderately well-differentiated tumors. All postmenopausal, 25% only lymph node positive, majority of the patients small tumors, and exposed them to 2 years of tamoxifen after primary surgery, no chemotherapy at all employed, so very clean data, very informative data, and then randomized the patient, 1,600 patients to further tamoxifen for 3 years, and 1,600 patients to anastrozole. And what we found after 28 months was a highly significant reduction in the number of events. This is 0.0009, so highly significant. The reduction of the likelihood to develop an event was 40%. So when you indirectly compare that with the ATTACK trial or with other trial, so it's a big difference. And this translated to a 3-year event-free survival for patients staying on tamoxifen to 92.5, and for patients sequencing from tamoxifen to anastrozole to 95.8. So you have, at the median follow-up of 28 months, you have a 3.1 absolute difference, which is big. The ATTACK trial had a 3.3% difference at 5 or 6 years. And it is very important to understand that this treatment, this very intriguing effect of the sequencing to anastrozole, is an independent prognostic factor. So when you apply a Cox model multivariate analysis, the treatment is highly significant and different. And concerning the localization of the events, event was defined as local recurrence, contralateral breast cancer, or distant metastasis. And most of the difference of this overall positive effect was due to the huge reduction in metastasis, in distant metastasis. So in the group of patients treated with tamoxifen for 5 years, it was 75 patients developing metastasis and only 46 in the sequence group, in the switching group. This might eventually, in a couple of years, nobody knows, maybe in 2 or 3 years, this might eventually translate in an improvement in overall survival.
What about side effects and toxicity?
The treatment is well tolerated. We didn't see an increase in cardiovascular disease or pulmonary disease. We didn't have a treatment-related death, but we found a significant increase in fractures. The fracture rate in the anastrozole group was 2.4%, and in the tamoxifen group, 1.2. So it's much less than the ATTACK trial. And the reason being that all the patients are pretreated with tamoxifen. And tamoxifen, of course, has, due to the partial agonistic effect, a bone protective effect, and therefore the reduction in the peripheral estradiol due to the anastrozole cannot work out so much as when you treat the patients up front with an aromatase inhibitor. And we didn't see a lot of gynecological side effects because usually they start in the first 2 years. And the first 2 years we are under tamoxifen, and both groups had 2 years of tamoxifen. And of course, we counted the side effects only after randomization.
How would you compare the findings in this trial to the IES trial in exemestane?
Well, what we did, to be honest, was a confirmatory trial for the IES trial with another drug.
Any difference at all in the findings?
I think we had 40% risk reduction. The IES had 35% in risk reduction. They have a other safety profile. The drugs have different side effects. It was hoped that exemestane has a protective effect to the bone. That is obviously not true. And it has a partial androgenic effect. And it has another safety profile. But in general, in terms of efficacy, I don't believe there is really much difference.
When you say it has a different side effects profile, specifically what?
I think in general, the tolerance, because of the partial androgenic effect, exemestane is, I think, because of that, not so well tolerated in terms of nausea and so on.
Nausea. But, what else?
It's also important to state that when you are very experienced by working with the drug, then you can easily overcome these side effects. I mean, these are all not life-threatening.
Have you seen any androgenic effects from exemestane, hair growth, et cetera?
We have seen a little bit, but we are not employing exemestane, really, only in the metastatic phase, because we are running our trials with Arimidex. And therefore, in the metastatic phase, this is of minor concern.